It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. He's Greg Pickle, I'm Dustin Hawkins. We're shifting our attention away from Minnesota for a bit. I'm sure your questions and ask Greg coming up later in the show will have a lot of Minnesota vibes to them. And by a lot of Minnesota vibes, I mean a lot of negative vibes. I'm assuming. I haven't looked at the questions yet. So for now, we're going to look at Penn State, Indiana, an opportunity here, Greg, for Penn State to settle back in, to maybe show their mettle once again, because, you know, they come into this one as roughly a two touchdown favorite. We're going to see that ebb and flow all the way, all week, all through up to game time. Noon kickoff, ABC at Beaver Stadium. This is becoming a customary time slot and channel for Penn State this year.
Yeah, I'd say. And so is the frustration that fans might experience during. I mean, they've had a couple weeks now to try and maybe make some small adjustments to their parking plan and the inflow of traffic that it brings with it. So fingers crossed.
Do you expect the gusto for Penn State football to dwindle a bit?
I mean, perhaps this weekend. Perhaps, but still, the noon start sort of takes away any advantage that might bring with it. So yeah we'll see. I mean, obviously this atmosphere is going to be a little bit mundane. I'm sure the student section won't show up early for this one, if it shows up at all. So yeah, I mean, it's weird to talk about a one-loss team that way, but at the same time, all focus at this point, I think, has turned to November 23rd, the big noon Fox kickoff at Columbus. And I don't think there's any chance Indiana can win this game, but I certainly don't think Penn State can overlook the Hoosiers either.
Well, and I think that's kind of what there's a couple things that this game boils down to. The first of them is Penn State's history of rebounding from tough losses. Can they work against that history? You know, like James Franklin said after the game, that he in the past had addressed the team poorly after losses. Are they able to adjust from that? Are they really able to compartmentalize the sting that comes with, you know, seeing so much fade away at Minnesota, walking off the field as all that maroon and gold was storming the field? Like, are you able to leave those feelings behind?
Quite the scene, too.
Yeah. I mean, that the field looked packed, just wall to wall with people. So are you able to leave that behind and really recenter your focus for an Indiana team that's not bad? I mean, this isn't a bad team, but I think it just kind of comes down to, is Penn State going to be ready to play? Like, that's the number one thing. What's your read on that situation, yes, just given Penn State's history and where they're at?
Yeah, my read's yes. I mean, I think that when James Franklin talks about their process and everything along those lines, I think that it isn't just lip service. I think the guys really do buy into and believe in it. And because of that, it allows you to put in the rearview mirror some of these very tough losses that, you know, in past years, maybe they don't get over them as quickly. But, you know, they've had this, a lot of these guys on this team, even though there's a lot of young leaders, they've experienced those, you know, lose to Michigan State, then lose to Ohio State or whatever, you know, might be. So I think there's some value in that, having those experiences and knowing what that feels like and how to avoid that feeling. At the same time, you know, it's certainly not easy, I'm sure, to be in that building this week and trying to get over the fact that your easiest path to the college football playoff is now gone.
Yeah, I think they seem to really do a good job of, and I'm guessing, you know, it's not just James Franklin outwardly on a podium, but just not really getting into the big picture of stuff. Like, and I get it. Like, you kind of roll your eyes when you hear the same thing and it sounds cliche and stuff. But I don't think as a college football coach, you have much of a choice but to say, like, the big things will happen if we take care of things each and every week. And that's all true. So I don't think, you know, I'm sure when James Franklin's out of the locker room or when they're in their dorms or apartments or whatever, they're talking about what all is possible for them. But inside the building, I would say they probably said next to nothing about, you know, their path to those goals. The goal is a weekly one, the 1-0 goal. So that's going to be challenged. I can appreciate, after losing to Minnesota, James Franklin, you know, saying don't run away from confronting this. Make the loss or the failure, just like in life, just make it part of who you are and let it try to push you forward. That's going to be something that it's maybe it's easier to say than it is to apply.
Right.
They're going to have to apply it this weekend.
No, there, no question. Because, again, this is a better-than-expected Indiana team that comes into this game, and they have absolutely nothing to lose. I mean, they're bowl eligible, which is something they've struggled to do during the Tom Allen era. They're already assured of a bowl game at this point. So, you know, they have absolutely positively nothing to lose. And that's a scary team to play sometimes, because especially when they had a whole week to prepare for you. I mean, look, I don't think that Indiana has the players to do what Minnesota did. I mean, keep in mind, Minnesota was doing that too while max protecting. I mean, you talk about a worst case scenario for Penn State. There's not many teams that are going to be able to do that. And, you know, Peyton Ramsey's a guy that we're all familiar with. The running back, Stevie Scott's a guy who we're all familiar with. Nick Westbrook and Donovan Hale have both been there for some time. Penn State knows these players for Indiana. Peyton Hendershot was a one-time target as an Indy Lion. So there's plenty of familiarity here. And I think Indiana's better. I think it's deserving of its 7-2 record at this point. I really do. At the same time, you know, the point spread's maybe a tiny bit inflated, but Penn State should be 2 touchdowns better than these guys. And, you know, we'll see if that turns out to be the case or not. But to me, Penn State matches up fairly well in this game. But, you know, Peyton Ramsey can be a little bit slippery. He's shown in the past that he has absolutely no problem going outside of the pocket and running. And that's been a problem for the Lions at times.
Yeah, I mean, stop me if you've heard this track before. Smallish, spunky, slippery quarterback, buys enough time, gets protected well enough, gets the ball out quick enough to do some damage against this Penn State defense. It's something that they're going to have to adjust to. Peyton Ramsey is not a whole lot different than your Lewerke, than your Kenny Pickett, than your Tanner Morgan. You know, his game and what they hope to get out of him is pretty much the same. So the Keystone Kickoff Show, we're looking ahead. Penn State, Indiana. We've also got some breaking news for you from our good friends at DraftKings. They've launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, now available in the state of Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. Get everything you could possibly want in a sports wager there. All the over-unders, all the point spreads, player props, in-game betting, special odds boosts every day. It's a legitimate sports book. They've been around for a while. You can get in on the action now, whenever, wherever, in the Keystone State. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you get there and sign up. That way, for a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're going to get into our best bets later. You can take those picks from Greg, fade them, apply them with your new DraftKings Sportsbook app, and get a little bonus cash using code KSN. For Indiana, you know, this is a team. It wouldn't be, you know, I was thinking this week just how your portrayal of the Big Ten can evolve over time, like Illinois beating Michigan State. Indiana leading the Big Ten in passing offense is not something that I would have predicted going into the game. You had Wisconsin come and go as a national contender. You got Mark D'Antonio at Michigan State. Really, I'm wondering about what the future holds for him.
They got to get rid of him, right? I mean, at this point,
there's so much going on.
You let Lovie Smith and that beard come back and beat you, and everything is just so, I guess they'll probably do the polite thing and let him finish out the season and then get rid of him. Maybe he'll just retire. I don't know. How old is Mark D'Antonio? I mean, he's not
old enough.
Certainly not a spring chicken anymore. He's been around the game for a long time. He's 63. I mean, you wonder how many years left he has coaching, period. So, you know, he's had a heck of a run there, but I don't see how he is going to be able to fix this. I mean, his solution after last year's debacle was, I know we're getting away from Penn State, Indiana, but so it goes. you know, his solution after last year, Dustin, was to, you know, assign the coaches new positions on the coaching staff. It's like, that's not
same coaches.
Yeah.
Same problems, just making poor decisions,
you know,
in different
positions. That
would have
been like, you know, David Corley being retained to be a different position coach, a special teams coordinator. It's like, there were problems there. They had to move on. So, yeah, I don't know. Silliness, and they need to figure that out, and they won't anytime soon. However, I do think to tie Michigan State to Penn State, Indiana, this could end up being a game where – If Penn State can start early, it can win by a pretty comfortable margin, like that Michigan State game. Maybe the Hoosiers have a little bit more success getting the ball in the end zone, but Penn State shouldn't be hurting for points in this game.
Well, you look at, you know, Indiana's resume, so I have a hard time getting past Indiana giving up 40 points in a loss to Michigan State. You know, Michigan State has struggled against pretty much every team, every defense they've played this year. You look at Indiana's four-game winning streak. Rutgers, 35-0. Maryland, 34-28. Nebraska, 38-31. Northwestern was 34-3. Northwestern, I think, exceeded their season scoring average in that game with their with that field goal. So, you know, you don't see a lot of impressive wins. You see a couple margins in there that you kind of scratch your head, like that Maryland game, for example. However, I said the same thing about Minnesota last week. You know, you look at their early season schedule, they weren't blowing, you know, teams that were okay. They weren't blowing those teams out, but they were growing and evolving into a team that was ready for the big stage. I'm not sure about Indiana in this one. I think Penn State's going to be able to score first downs.
Should score it well. I mean, 28 points given up to Maryland, 31 to Nebraska, 40 to Michigan State. I mean, good God. They're Ball State 24. You know, they shut out Eastern Illinois. They shut out, you know, congratulations. But I think I am looking at the right schedule there.
Just a programming note there. He doesn't actually mean congratulations when he says congratulations, right, in that context. Here's what I – so Penn State struggled, that quick passing stuff. This is a team number one in the Big Ten in passing offense, number 15 nationally in passing offense, but number 9 in time of possession, number 11 in first down nationally. Says – you're going to see a whole lot of short passing. You're going to see a whole lot of quick passes coming out. They're going to try to use the pass to move the chains. And this is going to be an area. Can they make strides? Can they show up? Can they adjust? Can they do, you know, they've had 2 weeks to kind of bring some different wrinkles to the table that Penn State hasn't seen on film. Can they adjust faster? And that's what I think they do. And I think they, you know, you're going to see a game that maybe gets into a little bit of a shootout vibe. I've got it. Like I had this before the point spread came out, so it's going to be a cop out. I've got it Penn State 42, Indiana 28. I would say if I had to err on the side of picking one team to cover, I would pick Penn State to cover because I think there's just too much firepower. They could score more than 42 points in this game.
Yeah, and I think this is a point of pride week for Penn State's defense. I just think that after that performance, if they can't come out and defend the pass better, then might as well just cancel that game in Columbus. So Penn State 44, Indiana 17, all sides fire on all cylinders. Indiana does get some points, but Penn State puts this one away early and easily.
I'm going to make my pick 42-24 just to take a position against the spread. I'm going to pick Penn State to cover. All right, we're going to move on. Ask Greg your Penn State football questions. That's coming up right after this.
Breaking news, DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.